A fast-moving fire is continuing to threaten homes south of Noosa on Queensland's Sunshine Coast. Hundreds of residents have spent the night in evacuation centres after an out-of-control bushfire took hold yesterday afternoon at Parisian Springs before advancing overnight. For more on this situation, we can talk to the Queensland Fire and Emergency Services Acting Deputy Commissioner John Bolger. Welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning and thank you.
Can you just give us an update on the situation right now?
Yes, we've had a very dramatic evening, as the footage that's coming out would testify. Some absolutely heroic saves by firefighters. And at this stage, we believe we've got one house severely damaged and two or three with considerable damage, but certainly not the 10 or 11 that some people were speaking about earlier or late last night.
Yes, I think we should clarify that. There was some reporting overnight of 10 homes destroyed. As you say, it's much fewer than that.
Oh, and I can understand the footage was dramatic, and always fires at night look spectacular, but the great work by our firefighters. At one stage, at its peak, we had 99 fire appliances in that vicinity. So they did an outstanding job to limit that to only the loss of one house. It's a tragedy for that owner, of course, but we consider it a fairly good save.
There were fresh warnings issued at around 4:20 this morning for Parisian Beach and Parisian Breeze Estate. Are those warnings still current?
Yes, they are. And now we're not in the clear, because sometime this morning, and maybe even now as we speak, there's a wind change expected. That'll change the direction of the fire, and that'll give us some new issues to deal with. So, again, we ask people if they thank you for evacuating. It's fantastic. It makes our job a lot easier. But please stay away until QPS give us the all clear to come back. Still got around 50 fire appliances in the area. Still doing the very best we can. Now that it's daylight, we'll have aerial fire bombers come in. So again, could people please, they've been cooperating to date, but keep any private drones out of the air. If we detect a private drone in the air, we have to ground all of our aircraft immediately. And we're relying on those aircraft to knock down the head of the fire during the morning.
Is that seriously something you're contending with, people putting up their own drones?
Oh, it happens from time to time. The message is out. But, this is a new, fresh area of fire activity, so people may not be aware. So just use your radio message, if I could, that keep them in the box for the day.
And in terms of homes at risk, in these areas where the warnings are current, is that what we're looking at, people's homes being threatened?
Yep, we're doing some great messaging, and thank you to the ABC for your support there. Plus, on our website, that'll have more detailed maps of the actual areas. But pretty much as those areas you mentioned earlier, and I'm sure the Mayor of Noosa will be able to fill in more detail with specifics around streets.
You're well informed about our running order. We are going to be talking to the Mayor of Noosa shortly. Obviously, the pictures that we're seeing around Australia from where you are overnight are pretty frightening. Can you tell us what you're hearing from the fire crews on the ground?
As I said earlier, we're just absolutely heroic. And our firefighters in the field, at our other fires around Sarabar, around on the Granite Belt, Stanthorpe and Applethorpe, and now this new emerging fire front in Parisian, absolutely spectacular stories of incredible saves and bravery. So we're an amazing organisation, QFS, and I think we're doing particularly well at the moment considering the pressure that we're under.
And you said that there will be a change in winds at some point today. Will that be favourable for your teams?
No. This very unusual fire weather that we're experiencing, our main adversary right throughout this has been the wind. We're not really focused on the temperature during this event, but we've got very high erratic winds, we've got very low humidity, and almost zero moisture in the soil. So outside of the temperature, we're still in unpredictable fire weather.
This is one of 70 fires burning across Queensland, as I understand it. Can you give us a picture of the broader conditions?
Pretty much matched right across the state. This weather front that's coming across Queensland at the moment, not only the southeast corner, but we've got bushfires as we speak up on the tablelands up behind Cairns and around Atherton. So right across, right through us, right through Queensland, in North Coast region, Central region, Northern region and our far northern region, we're all reporting bushfire activity, all with irregular wind patterns. So it's, we're no way known are we in the clear yet. This fire weather will be with us for at least another day or so.
John Bolger, we're really grateful to you for giving us some of your time. I know you've got other things to get on with, so we'll leave you to it.
And please pass our thanks on to the Mayor of Noosa. The evacuations last night, absolutely brilliant. Thank you.
All right. Well, the Mayor of Noosa is standing by. John Bolger is the Queensland Fire and Emergency Services Acting Deputy Commissioner.